Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Radio show right here on Macon8.com, and it is Bullfighting Thursday, so we're going to talk some bullfighting here with you today. I want to let y'all know the phone number to call in, and let's talk some rodeo. 646-915-9940 is the number to call. We also want to let y'all know that we are on Yahoo Instant Messenger, so if you're a little shy and don't want to get behind the microphone, don't want to call into the show, you can also find us at Macon 8 Radio, M-A-K-I-N, the number 8 Radio, and you can add us right there on Yahoo. Stop in and, throw in a comment there to us. Let us know what's going on in your neck of the woods. You got something funny to say or you want to add to our show, please feel free to do that. This call-in show is for you. It's the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Macon8.com. Now, I will tell you that all week long during our shows, we have been talking about the best prank or the funniest prank or shenanigan that you've ever pulled on your traveling partner. Now, we know that these bullfighters are full of them, especially when we're talking about guys like Ross Hill. Anybody that's traveled with that, you know, that cowboy knows that the shenanigans, the pranks get played. And we want to hear about them. So if you have a funny prank that you pulled on your traveling partner or something like that, give us a call, 646-915-9940. Now, I believe we're going to slide down, take our first little break here. Want to let y'all know, we got to thank Blog Talk Radio for making this deal happen. If it wasn't for them, we would not be able to broadcast right here live on the internet through Macon8.com like we are. So definitely want to thank Blog Talk Radio. Also want to thank Rob Smets. And, if you're interested in getting one of the best commentators, not only has this guy got a history with bullfighting, five-time world champion, you're not going to find anybody right now better than him. Go check out robsmets.com. Know that he'll be happy to hear from you. Tell him Macon 8 sent you and that, you want to see him down there in your rodeos. And you know what? He'll be happy to get down your way. RobSmets.com. So, rodeo fans, we're going to take our first break. Don't go anywhere. And make sure you give us a call, 646-915-9940. That is the number to call. How about a little bit of Chris LeDoux to get us started right here, right now? Wouldn't be a show about rodeos if we didn't have a little Chris LeDoux on here with us. We got to scroll down here, get the song rolling. And, well, wow. I'll tell you what, let's back up a minute. Let's go with, start things off with some Ross Hill. You know, Ross did a promo when he was up in Canada for us here on Macon8.com, sent out a big promo. And being the Florida guys, how about a little bit of Seminole Wind? So, Ross, take it away.
And we needed to make a special request to some of your friends down in the States.
Yeah, we're going to send a shout-out to the Macon 8 Connection, Scott Music. That is with www.macon8.com. You can also pick up the Ross Hill Show there, the Rob Smets Show, back on the ranch. Got a bunch of different internet blog talk radios. So
okay.
Scott Misick for tuning in and listening and shouting out. We got you a song coming, bud.
All right. What should we request then?
You know, there's only one song that stands out for Florida, and that's going to have to be John Anderson, Seminole Wind.
Perfect. It's on the Breakfast Request Fest. Thank you to everybody down in Florida for listening and all of Ross's friends. I just looked on his Facebook. Ross Hill, pretty popular dude. He's got over 1,500 Facebook friends. John Anderson, Seminole Wind. It's on the Wolf. Fresh Country and the best Southern rock, 99.7 The Wolf, John Anderson and Seminole Wind for all of Ross Hill's friends down listening in Florida.
Well, as the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts, take it from me. World champion Rob Schmetz, being a cowboy. Runs in your jeans.
All right. right. Welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right. You're listening to Making Eight, and we are on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. It's Bullfighting Thursday right here on Making8.com, and we're bringing you all the excitement, all the action. We want to know what's going on in your area. Tell us what's going on. You know, this show is a little bit about you. This is your time to get out there and promote yourself. So give us a call, 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to talk to you, even if you're just a fan of bullfighting. You got some questions or comments, some things that cross your mind, feel free to give us a call. We want to hear from you. And if you're a little shy, you don't want to get out there and give us a call, you can always get a hold of us on Yahoo Instant Messenger right there at Making 8 Radio. We'll be happy to hear from you there. And you know what? You know, we've been talking all this week about the funniest prank. We have not gotten the first caller on the line. We have got to hear some pranks from you guys now. We want to know what's going on. We want to know some of those funny deals that have happened while you've been out on that rodeo road. And you know what? Tell us about it. It'll be fun. It'll be entertaining. So 646-915-9940. Now, last week while we were on here, we talked a little bit about you know, some things going on in the bullfighting world. We had a few callers call in, kind of give us their points of view, their opinions on what's going on. Shoot, they had things brought up like a union, something to structure the bullfighting community and what the bullfighters, you know, they said there's so many bullfighters and just not enough big shows for these guys to go out there and get money. And then these smaller shows are just not putting up enough money. You know, they're kind of going with the lowest bidder. But, you know, in return, you know, you're kind of sacrificing what needs to happen out there, and that's getting good bullfighters to step in there, do the job that needs to be done during the entire event, you know, to help these cowboys out and get them out of the arena safely. And, you know, they do a lot more than that. They do more than just protection. They entertain the crowd, and, you know, it's real important for these you know, for these fans that are going to these rodeos to be entertained when they can't get a bull out of the arena, that type of thing. It's a bullfighter's job to kind of step in there, and nobody will tell you more than, you know, more than me or Rob Smets. You know, you take a look at Rob, and, you know, when he's out there doing the announcing, he'll push those bullfighters to get out there and actually do that. You know, the biggest thing is these guys should be getting paid more money. I mean, they really should. But they have a job to do, and they need to do it well. You can't go with bullfighters that are just not quite up to speed. You know, those guys have got to be in the arenas at the practice pens. These guys have got to be out there doing what they can. And, you know, something that was brought up to me as a bullfighter, you know, the comment that was made was, well, I'm not going to go to a bullfight or to a practice pen and risk getting hurt. But the problem is that if you're not getting out there to the practice pens, and, you know, we're not talking about guys that have got years of experience, the Wacy Munsels, the Dusty Tucknesses, you know, those guys are doing shows 5-6 days a week almost, you know. I mean, these guys are really busting tail traveling all across and doing it day in and day out. We're talking about your weekend warriors that go out there once a week, once every couple weeks, and go out there and get in the arena. You know, the problem is these guys are not getting the experience. So what can you do as a bullfighter to make yourself better? The only way you're going to do that is that by going down, offering to get in practice pens for free. You know, offer up your services. Say, hey, listen, I need to get practice. I need to get in front of these bulls. I need to better myself. And you need to get out there to these practice pens. You also need to get out there, you know, to these schools. You need to get into a school. You need to work on it. And the only way you're going to make yourself better as a bullfighter. It's real important, you know, when it comes down to the safety of not only the cowboys but also the animals. One of the things that, you know, Scotty Plowman brought up last week when we were talking was that, you know, I mean, these bulls can also be injured if the bullfighter is not there to kind of step in, maybe pull that bull away from the bucking chutes just a little bit, or, you know, maybe be there, you know, when the bull's in the bucking chutes getting ready to come out. You know, it's when those, you know, it's those times where these bulls can really hurt themselves. And, you know, it's your job as a bullfighter. You've got to know that, though. You've got to be willing to get in there, get in these practice pens, get hands-on. You know, I mean, if you're only doing it a couple times a week, you know, these bullfighters or these stock contractors should not be paying you to come out there. You should be offering up your services because you're going to better yourself and move yourself up through the ranks. You know, you know, you're taking these $100 bits And I know a few of them that are doing that. You know, these guys are going out there fighting bulls for $100 a show. They're only doing it twice a month, you know. They're making $200 to go out there and fight bulls. And, you know, the problem is they're not in the right spots. They have got to learn. They've got to progress. And, you know, if you're not getting out there at these practice pens, you're not getting out to these schools, you're not going to learn to progress yourself. And that's disappointing, you know. And you see bull riders and you see things like that, you know, especially younger bull riders. If you have not been riding for more than, you know, 5 to 10 years, I don't think you should be, you know, you should turn down any opportunity you have to get to a school. You've got to be able to progress. You're going to pick up things that you've never picked up on. You're going to learn different things that might fit your riding style a little bit better. And it doesn't matter what school it comes from. Now, I will tell you there are some better than others out there. You know, I've been to several different schools, and I really feel strongly that there's better techniques for everybody to learn. But there's things that you can pick up at every school. So you're not going to waste your money by getting out there and getting on bulls and, you know, learning from these different schools. The biggest thing is just recognizing what's a bad habit and not picking those up. So, you know, we want to know what your comments are about it. What do you think about it as a bullfighter? 646-915-9940. And looks like we're going to slide down and take another short break. We're about halfway through our show right here, folks. This is the opportunity for you guys to call in. Get a grip with Making Eight. Let's get on the radio. Let's talk a little bullfighting here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. So we're going to take another short break. Now, this next break is going to be brought to you by Rank Bull Apparel. And let me tell you, these guys have got the rankest stuff out there right now, the hottest thing on the market right now in the rodeo community, Rank Bull Apparel. So for more information on them, go check out rankbullapparel.com. And if you can't find them there, you know, you're having a little trouble, get over to makingeight.com, scroll on down to the links, and you'll find them right there. As a matter of fact, Rank Bull's highlighted as one of our feature sponsors this month. And they're on our homepage. So you know what? Get on over there. Check them out. Check out what Rank Bull has to offer. I guarantee you won't be disappointed. So rodeo fans, we're going to slide down, take another short break. How about we go down with some of that Ledoux that we were talking about earlier? You know what? You know, it wouldn't be right if we didn't have a little Ledoux talking about taking us to the rodeo.
got the top rolled down and her hair tied back. She don't look, she don't even slow down. She just keeps them wheels rolling around. Yeah, my car broke down, I ain't got no money, stuck out on the road. And need a ride now, won't somebody take me to the rodeo?
Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Macon8.com. It's Bullfighting Thursday, and you know what? I knew my bullfighters wouldn't let me down. You know, all week long, I've been trying to get some callers to get on there. We got roping Wednesday. We got barrel racing Tuesday. Shoot, we even got the rough stock Monday. Couldn't get no callers on the line. But you know what? What do you know? We got some callers on the line right now. So let's see if we can't jump down there and talk to some of the bullfighters here on Bullfighting Thursday. 757, you are live on the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
Hey, Todd, how's it going? Carter.
Hey, Carter, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Oh, man, hanging in there. We're talking a little bullfighting here on a Thursday afternoon, man, during the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. And I know you kind of are one, man. What's going on in your world right about now?
Well, right now we're just kind of slowing down out here on the East Coast for the fall. So working on getting more stuff booked for next year and getting in a little bit better shape for next year and for everything to speed back up.
Right on. All right, man, I'm going to kind of put you on the spot here. All week long, we've been talking about the funniest prank or funny shenanigans that you've ever pulled on your traveling partner. Come on, man, I know you got one there for us.
Probably not either appropriate for broadcast yet.
I hear you, man.
I'd need a little time to think about that one. I'm sure I've pulled a couple of good ones on Jay Brainerd from time to time.
Yeah, there's no doubt, man. Well, I'll tell you what, I've been traveling with Ross Hill a little bit. I know how those shenanigans are pulled, too. Just being a bull rider, you know, everybody's out there making pranks on your traveling partner. So I know there's some good ones out there. We had one where we were talking earlier. Ross made a prank phone call earlier this summer when he was up in Canada to his traveling partner back home in Alabama. It was just classic. So if you missed the episode, you have to go back to Rough Stock Monday and listen to it, man. It's a classic one.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, for sure. So how are things going with Rainbow Apparel, man?
Everything's going pretty good. Right now we're working on finishing putting together our sales reps. We just completed the sales samples for the spring line that will be coming out, you know, as soon as it starts warming back up for T-shirts. All that, the finalizing of that's all getting done right now, and going to try to make a big national push starting this spring. Got a lot of things in the works with some of the PDR riders to bring them on board. Kind of as a company, we decided to hold off on those guys for a little bit because the way we see it, you know, they're the cream of the crop. They're professional athletes, and they should be, you know, compensated as so. And now we're kind of getting everything together where we can forecast things out to what we're going to be able to do financially come next year. So kind of putting deals in places to make sure the logos get on the right people around the time that they're coming out. They'll be coming out in the stores, you know, because right now we got a pretty good market saturation in the bull riding industry for the diehards or the participants. But you know, a lot of the casual fans, they might not know who we are yet, so we're gonna have to kind of step up our marketing game to get out there to everybody, kind of trying to make the transfer from just a bull riding only, bull riding, bullfighting, bull raising, you know, just the buck and bull industry as a whole, being a buck and bull industry clothing line to being a Western clothing line. So that way we can, you know, generate more money and get more money back into our sport.
Right on, man, right on. Well, I'll tell you what, we only got about 5 minutes on the line here, Carter, and we've actually got a couple more callers, but I want to thank you for calling in, and make sure you stay up here with us, man. We want to do some things with Rank Bull as well. We're ready to get to it, man. We're ready to start throwing out our Rank Bull apparel.
Sounds good, and everybody make sure if you get a chance to go to RideRankForACure.com. That's Rank Bull Apparel's charitable arm.
Yeah, most definitely. We've been plugging them all month long just because it is the National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So we've been definitely throwing things out there for Ride Rank for a Cure as well.
We really appreciate it, and we hope you get a chance to make it out to the school and there in Kansas in November. All information for the school is on the Ride Rank for a Cure website as well.
Right on, man. We'll get some guys out there, and we'll definitely plug it again. Thanks for your call, Carter.
Sounds good. Thank you. Bye.
All right, buddy. All right, we're going to slide down and take one more caller here. We got 405. You're on the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
What's going on, Scott?
Well, Jay Brainerd, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, man, I just called in. I've been feeding and watering horses all morning, and I couldn't get out soon enough to call you. But I called in, and the first thing I heard was my name. What's Carter talking over there?
Oh, shoot, man. We're talking about all week long we've been covering the funniest prank or shenanigans that we've pulled on our traveling partners out there. We want to hear some of the funniest pranks that have gone on with some of these guys. We've only got about 3 minutes left in the show, man, so if you got one, you better throw it out there pretty quick.
I don't know if I can think of one right now, and kind of like he said, I don't know if it's anything appropriate right now. But we'll get some good ones this coming season, I guarantee you.
Yeah, right on, man. Well, we want to hear about them, so make sure you call us on the Lunch Hour Radio Show and tell us about them. And,
all right.
How are things going with you, Jay, out there in the great state of Oklahoma?
Great, man. I'm loving it.
Good deal, man. Good deal. Now, are you headed out still as an alternate for Ada?
That's iffy. I got a job offer, actually, in Ohio. And,
okay.
I'm trying to decide whether I want to get in front of a whole bunch of bulls or possibly get in front of one.
Gotcha.
You know, so
damn.
Me and Frank been talking about it, so we'll see what happens.
Right on, brother, man. Well, hey, listen, I appreciate you calling in, and don't forget, man, Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, I think that'll be somewhere around 7 o'clock your time, we'll be back on the ranch, man. We'll be throwing things together. We'll have more time for sure to sit around and do some talking.
All right, well, I'll give you a call. Sorry I couldn't get in earlier today.
All right, right on, Jay, man. Take care of yourself. Don't work too hard out there in Oklahoma.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, buddy, take care. All right there, rodeo fans, that's going to do it for the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in on this Bullfighting Thursday right here on MakingEight.com. Now, I will tell you that if you miss the show, you can always go back and listen to the other shows earlier in the week on our archive shows. They're posted actually right there on the Making Eight homepage, so you can go right over there now and check it out. I want to let you all know that we will be back on the ranch Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, so feel free to jump over there and give us a call. And we do have advertisement space available right here on Making Eight and our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows. So if you're interested in kind of getting your name out there a little bit, you got a little business getting things started, feel free. We'd love to have you on. We'd love to be able to promote your business and what you have to offer right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, as well as MakingEight.com. So make sure you go to our contact page. Contact us today for more information on that. Until Sunday evening there, rodeo fans, y'all have yourself a fantastic weekend, and get a grip with MakingEight.com.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.
Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this water should still ride. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. You can't resist my resist all. It's black as the night, for my boots in leather and nice. I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. I've been thrown, I've been bruised, tossed and confused. 8 seconds can seem like a day, but stay out of my way, cause I come to play. And 8 seconds is all that I'll say. Can't resist my resist all. It's black as a night for my first leather night. I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show. And girls, there won't be no. Docking boat ramp and whiskey shaking never stirred. Tank tops and flip flops, those all night long truck stops and beer when it's cold and that's pretty. You can't resist my resist on black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down. This rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.